As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Let's get to Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
Chris, what the hell are you talking about? You don't blame Karl Anthony Towns?
Correct.
You blame Thibodeau in game two?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, yes.
He scored 23 points game one. You think he's a top three scorer this year at center in the league?
Yep.
And he didn't take a shot in the fourth quarter.
Correct.
You tell me now. Uh-huh. You tell me now that Thibodeau told him that he's a decoy, you don't shoot.
Nope.
Tell me one guy in history that's one of your better scorers on the team.
Mm-hmm.
You give me that example. That's told not to shoot.
Who are the other
with the Knicks? Who is your scoring team?
Who are the other great players who score? Who are the other players?
No.
Listen, you want to yell at me? You want to yell at me, Brett? We can yell.
Answer that.
I answered that. I'm asking you the question.
Why
didn't anybody else shoot? Why was the game plan?
Everybody
give the ball
shot
to Brunson and let it happen. That's it. That was the game plan. Stand around the perimeter. I'm done yelling with you. Stand around the perimeter. Brunson either drives in, creates a shot, or he dishes to an open three. That was it. Attempted open three. They weren't involved in any kind of offense at all. At all. You want to tell me that he's supposed... What is he supposed to do when the game plan is the captain's going to take over because we're down 13? That was the game plan. The coach has to come up with a better game plan. Sorry, he does. Nobody else was taking shots either. How great is OG, right? He stepped up his scoring over the last handful of weeks without Brunson. He stepped up. He was scoring a bunch of points. He scored 15 points in the first half of game one. Where was he the entire second half? Where was anybody the entire second half? There was no offensive game plan whatsoever. Now, I'm just telling you, does Karl Anthony Towns have a role of blame? Sure. Does Brunson have a share of the blame? Absolutely. Does Mikal Bridges, for not being able to hit a damn open shot, have part of the blame? Of course, they all share the blame. But for me, when I watch the same crap every possession after possession after possession, I expect my coach to step in and say, what the hell is going on? Is that not fair? We just allow players to disappear? You want to say he just disappeared? Okay, call a timeout and say you can't freaking disappear. Let's run an option. Let's run a set for him. Let's put the offense through him for 5 minutes and see how it looks. Something. Something. Maybe all those other teams with the secondary scores you're talking about has the game plan run through them for a while. It was Jalen Brunson taking over the game. I was watching Carmelo Anthony. That's what that offense was. There was nothing to it. Nothing. And I'm sorry, as much as the players share the blame for it, the coach has to say, we can't run the offense this way. And instead, it felt like the game plan. And then when he's asked questions about it, well, listen, you know, they were double teaming him. I don't want him to take shots over two or three guys. You know, we got he could do more. Oh, we were full, you know, I had guys in there because, you know, Karl Anthony Towns wasn't rebounding all that well. Okay. I'm sorry. But if a player if my second best scorer, as he absolutely is, as you indicated, Brett, takes three shots in the second half and zero in the fourth quarter, that's on the coach. It's on the player. It's on the coach. And the game plan has to change. If they're down 10 points in the fourth quarter, the game can't be. Congratulations to Jalen Brunson, by the way, for winning the best clutch player in the NBA. He absolutely is fantastic. He deserved the award. Congratulations. But that's not going to cut it. They can't just say, hey, we have the most clutch player in the NBA. Let's just let him dribble around for a while. I'm sure something good will happen. The offensive game plan has to change. And if it's not changing by the players on the court themselves, then the coach has to step in and say, listen, we're going to run it through Karl Anthony Towns for a while. He was successful in the first half. He was successful in game one. He made a huge three in game one. He was making really tough shots, with zero balance. Like, he was making real good plays, and then it just went away. And I'm not saying he's void of blame, but it's got to be the coach saying, listen, we got to run the offense through him. We can't, let's try this. As opposed to, and you hear, like, watching the broadcast, how many times did Walt Frazier say it over and over? Man, so much dribbling, nothing but dribbling. Like, there was no offensive game plan. And if you want Karl Anthony Towns to say enough of this crap and get in the post and throw his hand up, when it feels like he's probably saying to himself, well, they just want him. I don't want to throw another defender in there. Why am I going to clog up the middle? Getting Brunson to the middle is the only game plan we have. Look at OG. Look at Bridges. Like, they don't feel like they're involved in the offense. They got to get more involved in the offense. The offense can't just be, and I heard Evan say he's the only one who creates a shot. I get that. But the offense can't just be, okay, let's give it to Karl Anthony Towns, see if he can create some offense. Okay, let's give it to Mikal Bridges, see if he can create some offense. Oh, well, listen, none of them are working, so let's just go with Jalen Brunson creating offense. How about an offense creating offense?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
How about a scheme creating offense? Something different. It's absolutely a lot on Tibbs. And for me, this is a huge game for him. How the Knicks adjust, not just play better, not just give better effort, not just, you know, defend and get rebounds better, which will be a huge part into winning the game, no doubt. But I want to see adjustments. I want to feel like they've learned something from games one and game two. Because outside of a 5-minute stretch where they went 21-0 in game one, they have been outplayed for every other minute of the game. This series has gone exactly how the Pistons wanted to go, except for 5 minutes where they crapped all over themselves and couldn't hit a shot and were turning the ball over like crazy and allowing layups to the Knicks for 5 straight minutes as they blew the game. Other than that, this series has gone exactly how the Pistons wanted to go. Maybe the Knicks can come up with a game plan that starts putting the Pistons on their heels and having the play dictated by the New York Knicks. Is that crazy? Is it unfair of an ask of a head coach in a playoff series? And I'm not telling you, I love Tibbs. I love him. I love what he's done to this franchise. We've seen Larry Brown. He went around turning around franchises everywhere he went. College, NBA, it didn't matter. He's a great. He even failed with the Knicks. Everybody has failed with the Knicks for 20 years. And him and Rose have turned around this franchise, and I will always love him for it. And I hope he's the coach next year because I hope he shows me something here. But the idea that he gets, carte blanche here because he's turned around the Knicks, nobody does. Jalen Brunson doesn't. Carl Anthony Towns doesn't. Nobody gets a free pass because they've been successful and led the Knicks to a point where we're frustrated with the third seed. I get it. I'm great. Wonderful. It is amazing. You have to take a step back every once in a while and go, damn, the Knicks are the 3 seed, and we're like all pissed off because they didn't win game 2 and they're tied 1-1. It's amazing to think of what frustrates us now compared to what frustrated us 10 years ago. But that doesn't live forever. And I need adjustments. I can't just beat my head against the wall with Jalen Brunson playing hero ball and hopefully it'll work out. And they might get through this series doing that. Who knows? Jalen Brunson's is that great. And they're that much more talented. But if they can't show me they have made an adjustment and that they can deal, they can see a problem, stare it in the face, have 3 days off in between and come up with a game plan to beat it, what the hell are we doing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.